Hello, 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 and welcome to this week's episode of 10 Would Recommend. The podcast where me and Gina recommend shows for you to watch on Netflix.
Exactly, exactly.
It is me, it is I, Talani.
It is she, Gina. Also, I feel like I have to say this. I can't remember if I've said this ages and ages ago, but when we do these air horns, other than the fact it's obviously extremely Caribbean to do that, it always reminds me of Another Round. That is where it's from. Do you remember?
What, the podcast?
Another Round.
Oh, did I used to do
Shout out to them. They were the for me, they were the original two black girls having a podcast.
They were. They really were.
They were so great.
I really loved that podcast. Yes. Yeah, they were. That was a good time.
Did you see that they're doing a documentary about BuzzFeed?
Oh my God. I saw that, right? Okay, we have to talk about this. I'm sorry.
We can't talk about it.
Firstly, call me right now.
Call me up.
Gina, I've been waiting for this day. I've been gagging. When I saw the tweet, I was like, every part of me wants to quote tweet this. But I'm like, I had to go look back to be like, what did I sign? How many years could I not talk about these people for?
Mate.
And I went to go check and I'm free. I can talk. Honestly, whoever is producing that podcast documentary, Come to the UK.
Come to the UK.
And chat to me. I'm ready to sit in a grey room on a chair, face the camera, be like, my experiences at BuzzFeed UK. This is my moment.
Mate.
This is my perfect moment. Hold tight, Tiffany, for me, Stenders. This is my time. But yeah, hold tight that documentary, boy.
So this week, we're talking about not the World Cup, because neither of us have anything to say.
I have, actually.
Oh,
I know loads about football.
Do you?
Yep. And I've got loads to say about it. So in the England match versus Iran, do you know the first guy that scored?
Yeah.
His name escapes me.
Mm.
He's the only guy in the team who doesn't play for an England team. He plays in Germany.
Okay.
So those are my facts.
So,
yeah. And England beat Iran.
Yes, they did. Everyone fucking knows that.
Well, no. I'm telling you, expert
news.
What
was the score?
5-0. And the scores were the guy that plays for Germany, Saka.
Wait, was it 6-2?
Rashford. Raheem Sterling. I was getting Rashford and Machine. That's what
Yeah.
And Jake. Man of the curtains. He also did a stellar job at kicking the ball in the net.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love football, actually.
I love sport.
England.
I don't know a thing about football. Let's talk about television.
Clearly,
I don't know much about television either because, like, so I was watching Wednesday.
Yes.
And in that moment, I thought, you guys have every right to doubt that I should be hosting this podcast. Everybody has every right to doubt my skills. I have never watched The Addams Family.
Really?
Never watched
it. I'm so surprised. Mm.
Are you?
No, because based on how you're brought up.
Exactly.
Witchy stuff and all that. And
exactly.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, because I never watched it as a child. Obviously, I know of Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And I think I was just for her, as a her, as some sort of version of, I don't know, something.
Easy Halloween costume.
Yeah, it's really easy as a Halloween costume. Actually, Wednesday got me my job at BuzzFeed.
Wow.
Yeah. So, nobody cares. But when you apply to work at BuzzFeed at the time, again, look at the tea I've got with the documentary. You have to write 3 articles to go on a community page before you actually get approved.
I remember.
One of the articles, it was around Halloween time, so I was like, oh, 3 easy Halloween looks you can do yourself or your makeup at home. And then I did one as Wednesday.
It's a great idea.
But again, I'd never watched Addams Family. So anyway, I say all of this to say, because normally I don't like darkness. Like, you know, I like light. Like, I don't like, and Adam's family on Wednesday, that girl's a dark bitch.
Mm, yeah, she's very, very, very dark. Very dark.
Yeah, like her whole name was a child that's born on Wednesday mourns or some bullshit.
Mm.
Anyway, she's not having a good time, but I fucking love her.
Yeah. I think she's great.
I'm so into how much I liked that show.
Mm, it's really good. But obviously it was played by, there's the original person who played it, Christina Ricci, who is in the Netflix's Wednesday. She's like the teacher.
Oh, yeah.
She played the original Wednesday.
Yeah, which
I loved.
I love when Netflix do that.
Me too.
Yeah. Just
Me
give
too.
Us something.
Yeah, really, really good. It's the same like how when there was the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, which was like a remake of Sabrina, they had an episode where the original aunts...
The aunties were there.
I loved that.
Yeah, same in Family Reunion.
Yeah. I love when they do that. also, I just think like... I don't remember if, because I watched it ages ago, I don't remember how funny Adam's family was. I guess it probably was quite funny, but I find Wednesday, I think it's got more humour than what I remember Wednesday.
Yeah, it is funny. I did laugh.
Yeah.
Or I breathed harder through my nose.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like it's not ha-ha funny.
It's a little chuckle, it's that kind of funny.
So I was kind of into that. But that bitch is going to fall in love.
She is.
Yeah. I hate it for her.
I know.
But she's absolutely going to fall in love.
You know what? Seeing as you didn't watch Adam's Family, and so Wednesday wasn't like one of those people that you looked up to or wanted to be when you were younger.
People looked up to Wednesday.
All right, no one's going to look up to Wednesday, but people thought she was cool, you know?
Ugh.
She was like, cool and mysterious. You know how you want to be mysterious now?
I don't want to be evil.
You're dressing like Wednesday now.
I am, that's why we're all black. Because I want it to be Wednesday.
Still on the kill my mom. Yeah. Who did you want to be when you were younger? I know exactly what my answer is going to be for this. Who were you watching that you wanted to be? At like young teenage.
I did like Marisha. But now as an adult watching back Marisha, God, she was awful.
Yeah, she was very spoiled.
Oh my God, she was actually awful.
She was so spoiled. And then she'd go at the end of the episode and write in her diary.
Diary.
Bitch, what the hell? You were sleeping with your boyfriend in your parents' bed.
Doing naughty things.
That was awful.
Yeah. I did want to be Marisha. Really was into Tia and Tamara, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also Bria from 101.
I really liked Spirit. Yeah. I liked Spirit too, but I just was obsessed with, and this is kind of problematic to say now, but I just loved Kyla Pratt's hair.
It was her hair, yeah, yeah.
It was like relaxer box hair.
Oh my God. It was so great. Yeah.
I loved it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who did you want to be?
I definitely wanted to be Kyla Pratt because I thought she was really beautiful and had really nice hair. And I was obsessed with, this will be no surprise to you, Kim Parker from The Parkers.
Of course.
I just loved
her. Oh my God, you and her mum are literally.
I know.
You and your mum are literally Kim and her mum.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I was obsessed with them. Yeah. I loved it. I would literally be, when I was young, I'd be like, we're the Parkers.
No, you and your mum are literally The Parkers.
I know.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, it was really cute. I loved it. Oh my God, you know what I came across the other day? I came across a TikTok page that just posts nostalgic clips of My Wife and Kids.
Oh, that's nice. I did love My Wife and Kids.
That was a bloody show, wasn't it?
I did love it. Apparently people say it didn't age well, but I think it did. I don't know. I was still much as I didn't find it funny.
Yeah, it probably doesn't age well, actually. I don't want to know.
But also don't ruin it for me. I'm sick of Gen Z's doing things for me. Genuinely, they have ruined so much. They've ruined Beyonce, Destiny's Child catered to you. Mm-hmm. They've ruined My Wife and Kids. Everything's problematic. All right, I hear you, but like time is relative. Like, relax.
Yeah.
Have a day off.
Yeah.
But apparently millennials are the problem.
Yeah, but it is Gen Z's. I can't wait till Gen Z's get old enough so that there's a new generation that are horrible to them.
I know,
them
that can be
time.
Mean to them.
Yeah, and say that they
I
dress
I saw one
weird.
Gen Z person being like, millennials, stop doing boomerangs. No.
No. Stop doing boomerangs.
I want this to happen. So what's your problem?
Also, Gen Z's are just as cringy as millennials.
But apparently it's us.
They just don't have the benefit of hindsight yet because they're like 12.
I cannot wait for them to get older and someone else come. What's the next generation called?
Alpha, I think. Generation Alpha.
Why?
I don't know.
Who picks the names?
I actually don't know. I actually want to know this. Who does pick the names? Because it just comes out of nowhere and everyone just starts saying it. Like, who chose millennial?
Yeah. The Alphas are going to kick your asses. Yeah, they are going to kick your asses, Gen Zs. All of this little low back comebacks that you lot are wearing, they're going to rinse you. Bruv. And also, I want you guys to know, Gen Zs, everything you're wearing now is down to us, bruv. Yeah.
How are you doing tooth gems again?
Again. We've done that. We've been there.
Von
done
Dutch
that.
Again.
We've done that. Comeback trousers. We've done that.
It's the Von
Belly
Dutch
tops.
Thing.
We've done that. Maxi skirt. We've done that.
Low rise jeans.
We've done that. We were a little thumb coming out. We've done that.
Well, like, I was don't, too chubby, but...
We did that. And now you guys want to come along and like, what did you create? Tech. So bloody what? I need it first. So bloody what? TikTok.
Yeah. So what did you create?
Bloody what?
Huh?
Huh?
Musically?
That's it. Lip singing.
Lip singing.
We did that. Go ask them, madam. Who's that show? Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be... Was that not lip sync stars in their eyes? Was that not lip singing? Y'all ain't done shit we didn't do before you. Please.
Facts.
Ugh, how dare they?
Anyway.
Wednesday. What did you think about Wednesday?
All of this is say, Wednesday's great. I really, really like Wednesday a lot.
Okay, yeah, same.
I think Wednesday's amazing. I haven't finished it yet. Obviously, because it just came out. Well, by the time you hear this, it will have just come out. But it's really, really good. Give it a watch. I thought Wednesday was really good. Again, I think Jenna's great. Also, fun fact, Jenna was young Jane in Jane the Virgin.
I love Jane the Virgin.
Which both of us were huge fans of.
Yes.
She was also in You, I think season two. But yeah, Catherine Zeta-Jones is also in it.
She looks good in it. She's hot. Really, really good in it, yeah. Now that you've mentioned young Jane, and I just remember Jane the Virgin, if there's a show, right, that it could wipe your memory of that show so you could watch brand new, because mine is Jane the Virgin.
Really?
If someone could wipe my memory of a show and I could watch it again, I really enjoyed Jane the Virgin.
Wow.
What show would you rewatch? I mean, there's loads more, but Jane the Virgin is definitely one of them.
That is such a good question.
Insecure is one of them as well for me.
Really?
I watch Insecure again.
And I never even finished Insecure.
You are disgusting.
It's because it was too hard to find. Like, you know, what were you watching it on? Illegalwebsite.com. Anyway, what was...
Sorry, you're a prick. You've got me here on a podcast for a streaming platform saying that I illegally download television.
So how
I support the industry.
How was you watching it?
I support the industry.
Maybe.
I support the industry.
Issa should have made it more widely available is what I will say to that. Oh my God, what is the answer to that? You know when you get answers kind of quite...
I know, you're going to think about a show later and it's going to piss you off.
I know.
Orange is the New Black, you liked that?
No,
I'm all right.
Yeah, I don't think I would watch that again.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking about things that I liked and like, for example, I loved I May Destroy You, but I don't know if I would want to watch that. That was stressful
for me. No, that was stressful, yeah. That it could just clear your memory of that show. You get to watch it all over again, like it's a brand new show, and get excited all over again.
Oh my God, this is making me so happy, but I don't know what I would choose. Oh my God. I don't want to be disappointed again. Probably Game of Thrones, you know.
I still haven't watched it.
I know, but I'd probably watch. It would probably be Game of Thrones. That or Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I'm a huge fan of that show.
Do you know, I never finished that. You used to tell me about it ages ago and I just never got into it.
And I never re-watch shows unless it's like a sitcom where you can watch the same
like
episode, blah, blah, blah. And I've watched Crazy Ex-Girlfriend 3 times.
Oh, wow.
That's the only show I've ever done it with. I don't know what it is. I might watch that again. Makes me so happy. Great question.
Thank you.
Great question. I would love to know what other people's answers to that
is. Yeah, let us know, guys.
Really good question. Yeah. Okay, she's giving. Let's talk about another elephant in the room. Because not to keep going back to Love is Blind.
Oh, God.
But more things have come to light about our dear friend SK. So
one thing men will do, men will embarrass you. Like, men will embarrass you. Mm. And what pisses me off the most about this situation is that, why am I in it? I've never met SK. I've never met Raven. Yet, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm upset. Yeah, I've been made a fool of on the internet. Because I came on here, sat in the same position, all black, blonde hair, and said, I like SK now. Yeah. And I apologised. I was like, you know what? I'm apologising.
You said that. You did say that. You said you were going to make the apology as loud as the disrespect.
And also, fuck that. Sorry, back to disrespect. And this is a lesson in trusting your instincts. Yeah. I believe, right, yeah. As we all know, patriarchy runs mad. I want to get to a point. Patriarchy runs mad in the world, right? But I believe God knew that was going to be a thing women had to face.
Wow.
So he gave us instincts. He gave us like, it's just that feeling. I don't know why, but there's something off. And intuition, women's intuition. He gave us that because he knew the world was going to be a mad thing.
Why do I kind of buy that?
So I feel like he blessed us with women's intuition. And this is a sign to say, listen to your from when that man graced that screen.
Wow.
I said,
Wow.
I felt it.
You felt it?
Yeah.
It weren't right. Something went right in your
Something
waters.
Wasn't right. Wow. And I didn't believe that. And I was like, oh no, maybe I was wrong. I'm never wrong.
Mm.
Not when it comes to men.
Okay. Glad you clarified.
I am never wrong. They will embarrass you and they will do such with audacity.
Mm.
Now, with that being said, everybody knows cheating is wrong. Cheating is bad. Hit me out, let me land.
Okay.
God, you're such an anti-cheater. Relax.
I'm such an anti-cheater.
People cheat. Okay. Why are the women that have been cheated on acting like there's been some grave injustice in the world? Like, why are they all doing black screen being like, I'm so sorry for all the women who have gone through this. God, relax. Are you the first to be cheated on? Sorry. But they're making a really big deal out of it. Not that I don't think they've been hurt. Of course they've been hurt.
Yeah.
But they're acting like he stole them. He's done some, like, Cheating is not illegal.
Yeah.
It's a crime of the heart, but so.
Yeah.
Sorry, like, I hear them. It's not nice. He's shown his ass.
It's not nice at all.
He's shown his ass. And I'm most angry that he has, like, reinforced their stereotype that Nigerian men are going to cheat.
That he did, sister.
He did.
That he did.
That he absolutely did. He reinforced the Yoruba demons. And that's a shame to watch on Netflix, because I like to keep our business to ourselves. But here we are. How do you think about it? Because I know you hate cheating so much.
Well, that's all I have to say about it. I've got nothing to say except for I think cheating is wrong. I stand with all Amazing. Of the women that have been cheated on. And the black screens, I agree. That's okay.
So if you ever got cheated on, would you ever tell people publicly?
I've been cheated on.
Yeah, but like, would you like put a black screen in write notes?
I don't know why you saying the black screen is killing
me. It's such a weird, like, and take a picture of a black screen. Do you know what you do? You do that with your phone and you cover it with your hand.
The effort you have to go to post that black screen is actually embarrassing. It is embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
This is how I feel sometimes when I watch videos of people like, or TikToks where they're crying. And I'm like, you had to set up your phone.
Yeah.
And cry. And then there's a cut and still cry.
And then you watched
sure.
over it whilst you were crying.
Please.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but yeah, so he was left on Love Is Blind that's still together. And I want another reunion now.
What?
I want another reunion. Yeah. I want another reunion now.
The thing that's killing me.
Yeah, because
Cole was crying his eyes. Cole was bawling. He was crying his eyes out.
I want every episode now.
SK was sitting pretty.
Thinking, yeah, I'm the man of the show. We need velvet stripe and cara.
He said no. And then it was like they were still dating. He was literally the man. He was quiet. We called him a silent king. We said SK stood for silent king.
What a shame.
Right. Well, the last thing we're going to say on that is we need another reunion.
Yeah, another reunion.
And if it needs to happen on this podcast, it can.
Can we get SK on?
Can we? SK, excuse everything that we said about you prior to this. Will you come on this podcast and face your
My Nigerian sister. As a Nigerian to Nigerian, I would like to talk to you. Because I think sometimes you face the bad things that you've done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want it done in a dark room.
With one singular light.
With one singular light of each of us.
And we'll bring it in.
Yeah. Escape the reveal.
What else have you been watching?
I've been watching Dead to Me. So Dead to Me is back, season 3. I mentioned it last week and I started watching it. But I need to go back because I have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, this is the issue for me. It's just mad. It's like a soap.
It's like a mad show. Like, things happen really quickly all the time. And that's what I don't like when there's like long spaces between seasons. Because I'm like, I have no idea what's happened. Mm-hmm. So I'm now rewatching the last few episodes of season 2. And then I'm going to go back to season 3 and be in the mix. Very excited.
One of my favourite things that I've seen on the internet this week was a video of Christina Applegate getting her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It was so cute. And I can't pronounce her last name, Linda. Her co-star in Dead to Me. Y'all know who I'm talking about. I didn't know they were busy mates because she was also there with her.
Which is really, really adorable.
So
sweet. It was so cute. Really, really cute.
So shout out you, Christina, for getting that... getting your little plaque on the
getting your star.
Sometimes I see celebrities getting their plaque on the Wall of Fame and I'm like, you lot took a long time.
Yeah.
Jesus
I think
Christ.
That as well. Like, why are they just getting it now? Yeah, I think that as well.
Yeah.
What makes you eligible to get it?
I have no idea.
I'm really interested in what makes you eligible to get
it's
a star.
A really good point. Maybe you need to have been around for a certain amount of time or a certain amount of movies, got a certain amount of accolades. But yeah, she recently got her.
Do you know my version of that is? So in secondary school, when you come in my old secondary school, I doubt it was even there, when you come in through the reception, there was a wall of just like names, which were like high achievers that went to that secondary school. And I remember leaving year 11, and I was like, my name's going to be on this wall. Like, all I wanted in life was for me to come back when I was older and my name was one of the many high achievers on that list. And I mean, it was a school in Dagenham. There wasn't... I mean, he was the most famous person you might know, the boxer called Dave. Yeah, exactly. But I don't know if my name's there. I don't think it is.
Oh.
Well,
watch Dead to Me season 3 once more. I've actually been watching 1899, which is a new... I don't even know how
is
to
it
even
a documentary?
Describe. No, it's a series.
Okay.
And I'm sort of more bringing this up because I need help from people who listen to this who have also started watching 1899 because I don't know what the bloody hell is going on in this show.
Why are you putting yourself through it?
It's what... Because... I want to be a part of the discourse. That's the problem with me. When I see people talking about TV shows, I'm like, yeah, I want to get into it. And then I'll force myself, even if I'm like, actually, I don't know if I even like it.
What's the discourse? So what's the conversation around
People just saying that it's really, really good.
Okay.
It's supposed to be amazing.
Okay.
I'm going to try and say what this is about. Good God. Okay. It's like a dark drama set on a boat, and it's a boat of people, numerous people from Europe who are all trying to get to New York.
Okay.
And they're trying to find, currently where I'm at, they're trying to find and rescue a boat called Prometheus that was supposed to have been shipwrecked. Like, people have been lost for like a couple of months.
Okay.
But the thing about it is, it's also like, this lady keeps getting flashbacks about having been like injected and like restrained to a bed, and like, you don't know like what is true and what is fake. It's one of those kind of shows. You, I don't think you've watched this, but for people who have watched Dark, it's got the same, not the same storyline, but it's got the same vibe in terms of like how dark the look of the show is, and also how a little like confusing it is. There's like several different storylines going on at the same time. I don't know what is going on. If you know what's going on in 1899, please can you explain to me? Because I need to know. And it's supposed to be a very good show.
Okay.
That's the tea on 1999.
Will you ever accept defeat sometimes, that like some shows are like cleverer than you? Because I do that all the time. Or were you like, no, I'm good. No, nothing's cleverer than me.
Would I accept defeat? No.
Okay, I hear
it. I can't.
It.
Even with books, like, I can't give up a book. Like, I'll stop reading it, but I won't be able to start a new book until I finish that book.
Until you finished it, yeah.
Even if I hate the book.
Do you know what I do in books? Like, if I see a word I don't understand, I'm like, and carry on. He was all like, and then just carry on. Like, I don't even know what that word means. So I said, like, just carry on reading.
And you just never know.
Yeah, I just never know. I'll miss the whole context of the sentence. But hey, I was reading. It still surprises me that to this day there's still words I've never like seen, like English words. I'm like, I don't know what that word says.
Wow.
But don't laugh at me, because I once saw a quote that said, people always laugh at people who's, because people forget that English is my second language.
How can we forget every podcast episode you say it?
Because you guys laugh at me when I can't pronounce words. But they say that, like, stop laughing at people who pronounce words wrong, because they've pronounced it. The first time they've seen it was when they were reading it. But you know how to pronounce words because you've heard other people say it. Mm. So you're not better than me by copying someone. Mm-hmm. I've learned these words by reading it and pronouncing it incorrectly.
Yeah, but you haven't learned that story. That's the point. So you haven't learned.
I have to. The quote was better than I've explained it. Maybe I missed some words out in it. Well, the issue with him is I can't speak both my first language or my second language very well, which is a shame.
Oh, that sucks. Mm. How do you feel about that?
Fine.
Okay. To be fair, being bilingual is so cool.
Right?
I'm really jealous of that.
Biracial girl.
She's biracial.
She's a biracial. So what would you recommend this week? A show that you don't understand?
No, I'm recommending The Swimmers. This is a film that recently came out, and it is based on the true story of two sisters who... escaped Syria. I believe it's Syria. I really hope I haven't got the place wrong. Syria, when it's like war-torn, being bombed and things like that. They're both swimmers. And they escape there. They like go as refugees. It's like an awful turbulent, like it's a really hard scene where it's like they're on a turbulent journey, boat journey and like trying to survive it and things like that. They get to shore and there's this really, really poignant scene where like all of the lifeboats of all the people before them who like, you don't know if they've all survived or not, like all of the life jackets are all on the shore.
Oh, shit.
It's crazy. It's an incredible, incredible film. And one of the sisters ends up swimming for the in the Olympics and wins.
Oh, wow. What, in real life?
In real life, wow. Yeah. It's based on a true story, yeah. So it's her story. And obviously, you guys know, obviously, I work for Netflix. I work on the social team. And there was this great asset where we showed Yusra, the younger sister who swam for her country. We showed her the trailer for the first time.
Oh, how did she react to it?
She was so emotional. And it's like such an emotional like piece. It was amazing. That film is really great. It's called The Swimmers. Some of it is in English. Some of it you will need subtitles, but it's definitely worth your time. It's a great film.
Oh, that sounds good. I'm definitely going to watch
it. Yeah, it's a really, really, really good film.
Is it out on Netflix now?
Yeah, it's out on Netflix now.
Okay,
yeah,
I definitely will be watching
that. That's my recommendation for this week.
Okay.
Do you have any other things to recommend, or
kind
of?
I mean, it's a completely different world to like. I think every year they do like Christmas movies, of course, right? So there was quite a few that was based in South Africa.
Mm.
Yeah, like How to Win Christmas was based in South Africa, and I think there's now a Nigerian version. I think it's called A Nigerian Christmas.
Ooh,
which I'm really looking forward to watching because I love Christmas films, and obviously I like Nigeria. And also, my dad's best friend's daughter, isn't it?
Really?
Yeah, and we grew up together, and it was really nice. And I saw her in the trailer, and I was like, "Oh my god,
wow, that's amazing!"
Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to like watching her act in it.
Wow, she's doing really well. Yeah, is that her first film?
It's her second one on Netflix, actually. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She wanted to be an actor for ages. I remember we used to like practice like scenes when we were younger, and also used to make up dances to Cleopatra.
Oh my God, I used to do that as well. That's really cute.
And like,
that's
would really make, like, would practice it and we'll make all our family watch it together.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm actually really excited to see her.
Oh,
cute.
That's
hold
a
tight,
really great recommendation. Yeah. Okay, so what have we recommended this week? I thought we weren't going to have a lot to recommend, but we do. Mm. So.
Oh, speaking of football, FIFA Uncovered. My nephew said it's great.
Really?
FIFA Uncovered? I mean, I haven't watched it, but my nephew loves it. So that's what he recommends this week.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Fantastic. So watch FIFA Uncovered if you're into football. Watch Anaja Christmas. Watch The Swimmers. Incredible, incredible film. If you would like to explain to me the plot of 1899, please watch 1899. Watch Watch Dead to Me, season 3. And watch Wednesday.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's tons.
That's a lot.
And a wide breadth of stuff. Look, you can't say that we don't do our jobs in terms of recommend. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't know half of the storylines to a lot of the stuff that we recommend, but we've still got you.
Yeah. I really enjoy it. Wednesday is my favourite watch this week.
Ah, mm-hmm. That's great.
Yep. Hold tight her.
Is next week's episode our last episode of the season?
I think so. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I don't know when I come to the end of the road. Oh my God. Oh my God. Help me out of this. It's so natural. Yeah.
So we'll be previewing the full version of that song next week. Thank
don't
you so much.
Don't you love that song is played at the end of everything? That was the last dance at my prom.
Was it?
And I sobbed.
No, our one was goodbye, my friend.
Oh, God. Why did I do that to us? That's such an emotional
that song
eternal.
Is so sad. So sad. Yeah, that was hard.
It's not. Oh, my God. What other goodbye songs are there? How did I play End of the Road to 16-year-olds who didn't know what their future is?
I know. And these are people that you've been with for so long.
It's such a, like,
almost half your life.
And a big part of it is all like from like when you were 11 to like a teenager.
Half of your life of where you've actually been cognizant of what's going on, you've been with these people and they're playing End of the Road. But I was even at my school until I was 18 because I went to sixth form there as well. So when we was leaving, I was like, I was done with them. But I was like, what am I going to do?
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, that's going back to Wednesday. She starts, the season, episode one starts really well when she talks about like whose idea was it just to put hormonal teenagers into one building.
Oh yeah,
and call
true.
It a school. And I thought, oh, that's really clever.
She's got some great lines. Next week is our last episode, so we'll be coming with a very full, jam-packed episode because we're going to have to recommend you things to watch over Christmas.
Yeah. What do they call the episode before the last one?
Penultimate.
That's it.
So this is our penultimate episode. Hope you've enjoyed it. As always, you can speak to Talani and I via the hashtag on Twitter, unless Twitter does go
dies,
down.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully not. 1010 would recommend is the hashtag. Let us know not only your recommendations, but also the answer to Talani's question about if you could have your memory wiped and could watch something from the start again with no knowledge of it, what would you choose? Where can we find you on the internet, Talani?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tolly T.
And you can find me at Smargina, that's G-E-N-A, on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And you can find Netflix at Netflix UK on Instagram, Twitter, still watching Netflix on YouTube, and at Netflix on TikTok.
That was great.
It was good.
Goodbye, my friends.
Love you.